you guys. Huge episode of the Nordies podcast. The Wolves have one of the biggest wins in franchise history. Ant Edwards is taking the leap. Bally Sports is officially dead, and the Twins keep winning. Here we go.
I didn't know that I would, but I do feel good.
I feel like we're in like uncharted water.
We really don't know how to handle this. I don't know what kind of podcast this is going to be. We haven't done one like this.
Like the number of times that I have felt this confident in a Minnesota sports team is so few times.
Right.
Like we don't get these opportunities. We don't have the young superstar of the league on our team.
No, I mean, not in a way that like a QB would be, right? Like,
yeah,
we have JJ and he's awesome and, you know, he's a superstar, but he can't go and win games for you.
No. So having that guy, having what looks like a team that nobody is going to want to see across from them in the playoffs is so exciting. And watching us like dominate big national games and then hearing the national media like go on and on and on about Ant and the Timberwolves is like a moment. I'm like trying to just enjoy the moment.
Yeah.
So hopefully our listeners can enjoy our moment here where we, you know, go through all the Wolves stuff today.
We're going to just get emotional.
I was like desperate for Wolves content all day long. I've been like searching every social media and every podcast just to like hear people like wax poetically about the Wolves. So if you are anything like me, hopefully we'll give you some of that today.
Perfect.
So before we dive into some heavy Wolves talk, we need you guys to give us a follow on Twitter and Instagram at Nordies Podcast and subscribe anywhere that you guys get your favorite podcast from and get the Nordies Podcast directly to your phone or your device each and every week for free.
If you like our takes, share them out, you know, let somebody know.
Yeah, please do.
Love you guys.
If you don't like our takes, share them out as well. I don't care.
And say how your takes are better.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. I like when you guys argue with us a little bit. Okay. So
here we go.
What are we drinking here?
Dude, this is Sierra Nevada.
Yeah.
That's a good brewery.
You love Sierra Nevada.
I kind of do.
You do. It's like
they just are like,
you always have
a little bit old school in their recipes. And this is their Summerfest beer. You can get a 24 pack of it.
Yeah.
24 pack of cans of Sierra Nevada. That's pretty cool. I like that. That stocks up the fridge right there.
I like that.
Costco.
All
right. I'm into it.
So we're going to dive into some different subjects really quickly before we talk
Little teasers,
Wolves.
You know what I mean? Like, keep them guessing.
First one, we have some of the only bad news of the podcast.
I don't even know what you're going to say.
WrestleMania is not coming to Minneapolis. It's going to go to Vegas.
How did we blow it? The Cabs, was it Fry? Was it?
So I heard a couple things. The things I heard, one was that the WWE was really annoyed with our like city council, like going on and on about how they had such a huge event that they couldn't wait to announce that was as big as the Super Bowl, and like WWE, I guess, like did not like that.
Yeah. Right. So they maybe switched it on us, huh?
Other thing I heard was that The Rock is going to be in like the big match, and he wants it to be in Vegas.
And if he's going to do it, it's going to be in Vegas.
Yeah.
I've heard he's a huge bitch.
I think so.
To work with. Have you heard of all these stories?
Yeah, he's like a
problem. Like pees in bottles and makes like the, you know, PA clean him up and super late to set. Can't say I'm surprised. It's like when the person comes out with this overwhelmingly positive, flawless, my shtick is positivity.
Yeah.
They're usually full of shit. I put The Rock and Ellen and Lizzo all right in the same boat, and I pushed that boat off to see.
Can I add a couple?
Yeah.
Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, right, because he was like, believe in yourself.
And then the other one is
unless you're Asian.
What's Joel Osteen?
Sure. Yeah, clearly.
Yeah. Screw those people.
So now that you give those names, The Rock probably maybe doesn't belong in that same boat, but like he's on the boat, fuck it.
Okay. So not coming.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
Because that would have been epic. But now you're just going to Vegas, right?
No.
Is it going to be in the Sphere?
I hope. It'd be sweet. All right. How about this? Utah hockey team is down to eight names.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Are you ready for these names? And yeah. We're just going to run through them.
Run through them, and we're going to pick what ones are acceptable and which ones are terrible.
It's slim pickings. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Utah, this is a high concept one.
Okay.
Ice.
Hate it with a passion.
Okay.
It's probably the worst name included on there. Probably the worst name I've ever heard.
These are the eight teams, and they're going to put them in a bracket and have fans vote. I feel like they put some ones in there that are like
the ice.
They have like two they like, and then they loaded it with really shitty ones.
Here they are, your Utah Ice.
They're on the ice. The ice are taking the ice. See, that's never going to work.
Oh, it's just all awful. Right.
Next one, I know you're going to hate too, okay. Because you like it to be an animal or a thing.
Mm-hmm.
This is the Fury. That's unquantifiable for you. You don't like that.
Terrible name.
You like a tangible thing.
Yeah. Because, like, what is the mascot going to be?
Probably, like, some flames.
Ugh,
they'll just have to come, you know.
Super terrible.
All right, dude. Here's one where I think that you're going to get more on board.
Okay.
The Utah Yetis.
Okay.
It's got the alliteration.
Yeah, I like that. It sounds good. I'm not.
What if it was the Utah Yeti? Now you hate it again, don't you?
I think I like it more.
Oh, okay.
I actually think it sounds better.
Because I thought there's only one Yeti.
Yeah, I think so.
I think he's like a mythical creature.
I guess my only thing is like they have such stupid names in the NHL. Like we went over a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And they haven't used like any of the normal names.
Right.
And we already have like one mythical creature in the Kraken.
What about the seals? Can't we get some seals out there? Those are ice creatures.
I mean,
what about the narwhals?
What do they love in Utah? Jazz music?
They love black culture, everything. So, birthplace of hip hop, as you know.
So far, it's the Yeti for me, okay. Without a doubt.
Next is going to be one you hate, the Utah Venom.
It's pretty bad.
Venom, Venom.
Venom. I can just imagine.
Remember that really shitty energy drink that was like, it probably killed people because it was like too cheap to be.
It was
like when Monster was very popular, you could get Venom for cheaper.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about the lemonade at the sandwich place.
You're not giving me anything.
No,
not
the lemonade, the crazy lemonade that killed the people.
The Panera lemonade.
Panera.
Idiots. All right.
The Venom is terrible. It would
Utah
be like a snake logo.
Blizzard.
Hate it. It's stupid.
The Blizz.
But I will say it's the second best so far.
So far. Here's one that I actually think is okay. Mm-hmm. The Utah Outlaws. The Outlaws. Now you get a cowboy theme going.
I could get behind that. I think it's better than the
work guns in the imagery, and you know they're going to love that.
I think it's better than the Blizzard.
Better than the Blizzard, but yeah. We're still thinking Yetis, and then maybe
Outlaws.
We got Outlaws, okay?
I kind of like the Outlaws.
How about this one? The Utah Mammoth. That's a one that's plant, right? That's a plant. The Mammoth.
It's pretty bad. The logo would be cool, though.
Would it be a woolly mammoth?
Yeah.
Why isn't it the Mammoths? The Mammoths.
I don't know.
Hard to say?
I don't think it works for me, though. Like, okay. Why does that have anything to do with Utah?
Are you ready for the most exciting one?
Yeah.
The Utah Hockey Club.
Nah. I'm so tired of America trying to do that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
it's not a legacy thing. We don't have to have a history.
It's like an old English thing. And they're like, every team in MLS now is either United or Football Club. Kansas City Football Club or, you know, Austin United.
Can't they just be like the Fury? You know?
Yeah.
That name's available.
I think that the Yeti...
It's just going to be the Yetis.
The Yetis is a good name. It's pretty cool. And, like, I can imagine...
And it's funny that it doesn't exist yet. They have mountains there.
Yeah.
You know, snow-capped mountains. I think it's great.
None of these are as good as the Soakers.
No. God, we were on the verge of glory there.
The Soakers would be so good.
The Utah Soakers.
Yeah.
Salt Lake City Soakers. And then you're really killing it. Because that's where it's going to be.
Wow. I would buy a jersey.
Salt Lake. Yeah, I think it's great. Most of these are trash. You know, Yetis, if you got to pick one, Outlaws, it will be next.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Okay.
Fuck them.
And then finally, this is something that hopefully we're in the process of changing. Okay.
Ooh.
But this came out this week, the worst playoff winning percentage of all teams in the four NHL, NBA, MLB, and NFL.
Sure.
Major professional sport leagues of the United States.
Okay. These are the worst playoff percentages.
Yeah, worst playoff winning percentage. So coming in first place, the worst of all time in the NBA, the New Orleans Pelicans.
Okay, so they're a little bit newer.
Yeah.
And they've made it and gotten swept like every time, so I get that.
But are they the same team? Aren't they the Hornets?
I don't know if they're counting that or not.
It's got to probably be, though. That would make sense, too.
They didn't do shit either.
And then the second worst is the Utah hockey team, formerly the Phoenix Coyotes.
How is that fair? Because they made the playoffs, but they moved, and they're brand new, and it's like...
No, but it's just that franchise has been awful in the playoffs.
I got you.
So they're the second worst. The third worst team, the Minnesota Timberwolves.
And what is it? It's like, I did it the other day, it was like 0.34 winning percentage, and already... It's 0.39.
Yeah.
Just from this sample size. That was actually with only five wins.
We're cruising through this, probably
0.4 now.
We're cruising through the list.
Hell yeah.
And then just terrible news. Number four is the Minnesota Wild. I mean, come on.
But is it shocking news?
The Wild, how about this? The Wild are one of only like five teams ever who've never played a game in June.
Yeah.
I saw that.
And one of them is the Kraken, and they're brand new, so that doesn't even count.
But one of them was the Maple Leafs.
Which is really sad.
Just hurts my soul.
My God, never?
They've won 13 titles, but they haven't won a title since 1967, and they have the best fans in the world.
Mm.
And they just lose every year. It's pathetic. And then the next is the Milwaukee Brewers.
Oh, that's funny.
So the Twins are the worst baseball team. The Timberwolves are
I thought you just said
the
Brewers.
Oh, I'm sorry, the Brewers. The Brewers are the worst baseball team. The Wild are the second worst hockey team. And the Timberwolves are the second worst basketball team.
Okay.
Then the Columbus Blue Jackets are sixth. The Charlotte Hornets in seven. Charlotte's old franchise is first and
just
then them.
You had the list in front of you and you had all those questions about that, huh?
No, but the Hornets were a new franchise. That were the Charlotte Bobcats.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then they reclaimed the Hornets name. Okay. That didn't belong to them.
That's right. So both franchises just blowing.
Both of them
cares?
Are terrible. The Winnipeg Jets, the Memphis Grizzlies, the Nashville Predators, and then 11, the Minnesota Twins.
We're just in there,
11.
Baby. That's insane. Out
of the top four,
out of 120 or whatever, so many teams.
Really sad.
Wow. So, but you're gonna. What are you thinking now?
I'm thinking that the Timberwolves maybe could get off that list, or at least away from the top 10.
I'm not looking to the Timberwolves to break some type of generational Minnesota curse. The Twins can figure out on their own. The Wild clearly need to figure it out on their own. We're just in it for the love of the game, baby. This is for and by, for us, by us, Wolves.
Okay, so the Timberwolves, I don't know that I have felt this way in over a decade.
Mm-hmm.
The last time I think I truly, truly, truly believed in a Minnesota team was the Brett Favre 2009 Vikings.
That was a good fucking
team.
Where
they were killing everyone in the playoffs. They beat the Cowboys in the playoffs 34-3. Then they went to New Orleans and beat the crap out of them, but it was
And this is the NFC Championship
at that
point.
Game.
Do you remember who came out of the AFC that year, who we would have played?
I think it was the Colts.
We would have fucked them up.
We would have. It was Peyton Manning and the Colts, but it wasn't a great team.
Yeah.
They got past the Patriots that year, and then the Saints beat them in the Super Bowl.
Okay.
And we worked the Saints in that game, but we had like five turnovers. It was the...
the one miss.
The target, like whatever the targeting gate, whatever they call
that. Oh, yeah, yeah, because they were just blowing us up.
They were killing Favre and cheap-shotting him, and they were like, someone can give us the name on it later, because you guys know I'm terrible at names, but it was...
Bounty Gate. Oh, okay.
They had the bounty, and they were going to pay the players for like taking low shots at Favre, and he wouldn't have even played in the Super Bowl because he was so hurt. Took him months to recover from the injuries he had from that game.
I feel so bad.
You had the overtime. Had him throw the interception late across his body after the 12 men in the huddle. You had...
So everything fell apart in disastrous fashion.
This team is... Since then, this team is the most excited I've felt about a team. I think that they have leveled up so much in these first six playoff games that they are a serious, serious contender for the title. And the betting markets would agree because they have moved all the way up to the number two favorite behind the Boston Celtics to
win
the title.
So the favorite to make it out of the West. Yes. Favorite to make it to the finals, yes. Which is crazy. You know, that has really changed.
And I believe
over the past.
Most...
We probably were third favorite to make it until the playoffs started, right? I mean,
yeah, and I believe that the betting odds for series, like championship series, like result, the most likely is Celtics over Wolves, and the second most likely is Wolves over Celtics.
Okay.
So
that is
people are
insane.
Feeling really confident in this team.
They're giving you everything to feel confident about. I mean, my God, they've never played better basketball.
Never.
I don't think the Wolves have ever played better basketball.
I don't think
Garnett
I've
was
ever
dominant.
Seen a first half like we saw last night in Game 2.
Yeah.
I'm not even messing around. How shell-shocked the people were on the national broadcast when they were like, that was the best defense I've ever seen.
Yeah.
You know, like, right. Was just crazy. They made some of the best offensive players on the defending champs look like amateurs. They had that team so incredibly rattled. The coach was trying to get ejected.
Yeah, in the
Murray
first
was
fucking
throwing
quarter.
Things on the court. They were just complaining about calls. They were complaining about calls that weren't even there.
Yeah.
And they have no answer.
They just
answer.
Didn't know what else to do. They just could not get a clean shot off at all. It was block, 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 steal, steal, steal. You know, forced to fucking making them have shot clock violations, dude. We were everywhere.
I just don't
is
know.
Is it racist to say white on rice? Is that a racist thing? No, it's not, is it?
I don't think so.
Okay, that's what we were then.
Yeah, we
that's
were.
What we were
yeah.
then.
I literally don't think that there's a part of the org, like outside of the ownership, I don't think there is a part of the Timberwolves that isn't working at max capacity right now. The guys on the court are absolutely working their asses off.
Yep.
They had no Rudy Gobert, who just won the Defensive Player of the Year.
Congrats.
One is, what, I think third or fourth of his career, which probably makes him a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Yeah, hell yeah.
He wasn't even there because he couldn't get there because he had his child born in Minnesota, and then the wind was so bad it delayed the
is
plans.
Is that the deal? The wind was... Like, yeah. He was trying to come back.
Yes, he was okay. trying to get there, but they couldn't get him here there on time.
All right.
And so he didn't make it back for the game, which was really frustrating.
Yeah, you were very
really
down
upset.
About this.
I was
yeah.
super pissed about it, and...
I mean, a lot of people came out, you know, Gilbert Arenas had that take. Like, a bunch yeah. of people had that take of, like, this is, you know, he shouldn't have left, is really what they're saying, right? Like, you don't... Not that you can't make it back, whatever. He shouldn't have gone.
I it's hard because I don't want to act like...
You would
like,
have assumed he could have made it back.
I would have assumed he could have made it back. Yeah. And like, to me, it's just like, I know people are always like, life comes first and family comes first and stuff. But like, when you're making like $50 million a year as a pro athlete, there aren't other jobs. Like, yeah. You're the CEO of a company, you go to your child's birth, you're... You know, an actor on a set, go, you know, but it's just like pro athlete, you're making so much per game. It's kind of tough. I know,
you know, and then the other side of the coin, right? The setting the model for the team is Ant. He's just like, delete that child. Can't have any distractions. I'll send the video. That's leadership.
I think, though, that like we had no Rudy. It completely changed what our game plan was. And all that ended up happening is Naz Reid, Karl Towns, and Kyle Anderson.
Kyle fucking Anderson.
Stepped up and played their asses off in this game.
Yeah.
This was a legacy performance for Towns.
I think so.
This was
one of the most perfect games he's ever played.
I think this was his finest moment. I'm not saying he's never played a better game, but he's never played a better game in a big moment like this.
Yeah,
he's
but what's a better game? This where he's efficient shooting and he's blocking and he's doing everything it takes to blow out the you know, defending champs.
Yeah.
Or like when he got 52 points in a loss.
Yeah, no,
like,
I agree.
You know what I mean? Like,
he's had great
what matters
games,
is that he is playing so smart. It's crazy for him and mature.
He was fantastic. They needed him to step up. He did. Naz Reid had to step up, and boy, oh boy, did he. Four blocks in the game.
Naz
this
is back.
Everywhere.
We're honking officially for playoff Naz. We're honking now.
And then honestly, you had Na and Jaden, who are just torturing Porter and Murray torturing them.
I mean, to the point where they're losing it. They're you know, fucking throwing things on the court.
So Murray, by all accounts, Murray is hurt. He got hurt in the first round. He hurt his calf. He has a bunch of stuff on his calf. Okay. So I'm pretty sure it's pretty tight. I'm sure he's not 100%. I'm sure he doesn't have the same lift on his shot, which is making everything more flat, and it's making him shoot a lot worse.
Okay.
He was 3 of 18. He lost the game for them. He was a complete disaster.
You can't shoot that. You can't. I mean, in a low-scoring game, you can't have that many misses.
The Wolves know.
Especially when we're bigger and we rebound better.
The Wolves know that he's hurt. They smell blood in the water.
Yeah.
And they are attacking him. They are just absolutely hounding him. And I thought the best one is that he was so desperate to get off Jaden that they worked so hard running him off all these screens to get off Jaden.
He's busting his ass or doing cardio back and forth across the three line.
He finally gets a switch to get Na on him, and then Na is just smiling in his face, locking him up. This dude is completely in hell. He's never played worse than he is in this series so far. And you can see that, the Joker knows that they're in big trouble. You can just see in his body language, he knows that
he's on the bench thinking about horses, dude.
I was just going to, it's funny that you say horses, and I know he's a big horse racing guy, but
yeah,
it's funny you say that because I was just about to say he knows that they don't have the horses is what I was about to say. But you know, I think he can just see that the depth of the Wolves is drowning this very shallow.
Proven to be very shallow, you know, packed with two... Murray's supposed to be a fucking superstar.
Yeah.
I mean, and he has performances. I mean, he made that crazy game winner against the...
Two game winners in round one.
Right, which, by the way, the fact that they had to have, like, buzzer beaters of Lakers is a little telling.
Yeah.
They struggled. But, you know, he's supposed to be a superstar, and that's kind of him. And then, like, well, the Joker, he's so unbelievable. He's the MVP. He will, no matter what. We don't even have to game plan for it. He is just going to get... 40 points or something. And now we've game planned for it. We figured it out. Even without Gobert.
The fact that we did it without Gobert last night is an absolute testament.
It
to
was
Coach
just
Finch
one of the happiest moments just watching that. It was the most fun I've had. I mean, it was pure joy to see them melting down and us just thriving and playing so well.
So I went over to my brother's house to hang out with him for his birthday.
Great. Happy birthday, Adam.
It was his birthday on game day, game two.
Mm-hmm.
Went over there to hang out with him and watch the game. And he was just like, man, Rudy's out on my birthday. Like, that sucks. And then we were just...
His favorite player or what?
No, I just think he just really wanted them to get a big win.
Yeah.
And then the performance in the first half, we both were like, this never happens to us.
Right.
Like, this never happens. As Minnesota sports fans, like, we are never this team. And, like...
It's a whole new world.
It is. And, like...
It's a magic carpet ride.
I get it. I know you guys are probably like, Eric, you've been doing the show for a long time, and we've watched you get your hopes up so many times and then get burned.
Sure.
But you know what? I believe...
Yeah,
I really believe.
I don't. Maybe I'm not supposed to say this as a Minnesota fan used to losing, but I'm so happy with this team and where they're at. They got all these young stars that are getting better and better. We have like the whole team coming back. I'm satisfied with the season right now. I'm loving it, and that doesn't mean I don't have high hopes. The highest hopes, which is a finals win for this team.
Yes,
and it's not ridiculous to talk about. In fact, Vegas agrees.
I think that the craziest thing to me is how much it feels like the team has matured in the last month.
Insane.
Everyone, it's like the
since
roles,
that Suns loss, which was ugly and scary, and it had to have rattled them a little too, because we tried a lot of things in that game and nothing was working, and we fucking figured it out.
Their
and we
roles,
were having we're leading the playoffs right now after six games in points and defensive rating, right? So scoring the most, getting the least scored on us. That's unbelievable. More than the Celtics, by the way.
The
so.
Wolves, here's what I would say. The Wolves, the guys on the team, the roles are so well-defined that every guy on the team knows exactly what their role is. And you can just feel this buy-in on the team.
Yeah.
And like, it's so fun to watch your squad when you can just see everyone is lockstep and believes in everything that they're doing.
Yep.
And I heard that today I heard someone saying that Connolly is looking at this like this may be his only chance to
they're
get
doing
a title.
It for like a lot of the signs in the arena yep. are do it for Connolly.
Yep. Like he
will be back next year.
He will, but I just think but
that's the same for all these guys. The youngest guys in the team may never get a better chance than this.
Yeah, exactly.
It's insane. They could play 20 years and never get a better chance. You don't know.
It just feels though like you know, and I really appreciated the leadership of Ant, and then obviously the good job by Coach Finch in their praise for Jaden after
sure.
the game.
Yeah.
Both of them went out of their way to say, Jaden is averaging 2.5 points a game in this series, but he is literally the most valuable guy we have right now.
Yeah.
He is killing them. His defense is something.
Well, he's like a plus 50 in the two games or something, which is crazy.
And he's leading the whole.
And that's it's not plus 50 because he scored 20 both games. It's plus 50 because he's killing them.
Are plus 88 for the playoffs, which is tied for the best in the league.
Hell yeah.
So the two of them have been just demons, and most of the Wolves are Towns is sixth, and he's like plus 50.
Love it.
I mean, the whole team is just drowning everyone they play. To me, I mean, I know being a Minnesota sports fan, we always have to talk like things are superstitious. Like if we say something, then they won't happen. But that's just silly. I think it's just like we've been burned so many times that we make up like rules like that for ourselves to protect ourselves.
Sure.
The series is over. The series is done. This team has no answer for us.
Mm-hmm.
They had to win game two. Rudy didn't play. They were never going to get a better chance to beat us in this series. And they had to put in the scrubs. The G League was in at the end of the game.
Yeah.
They got blown off the fucking court. And Ant didn't even have to have his A game to do that.
Yeah, he played okay. He got 27 points. Less efficient than Towns, but...
It was crazy. This game wasn't close at any point. And like, I waited and waited and waited and waited and waited for their run. And there wasn't one.
I know.
There was never one. They just didn't have anything in the tank to give us. And like,
why does it seem like we're so much better conditioned than them? I get that we're overall younger, but
the depth, team.
Right. Because like, they don't have,
we're just throwing more guys at
Cat
them.
Can sit for a little bit and come out fresher. Yeah, you're right. And it sure showed, man. Oh my God. We were swarming everywhere. They were defeated. They were moving slower than ever.
They were. And so to me, I think this is over. I'm not saying that we're going to go march to the finals and we won't see any adversity.
But do you think, so let's stick with this series and then, you know, then we'll look past it like idiots after that. Okay.
Yeah.
So you think we win game 3 and 4?
I do.
It feels like it's one of those years. I don't know. Maybe we drop one close one and we go to 5.
I think it's just like, if you win game 3 and like this arena on Friday, it's going to be Friday night. Hopefully beautiful weather. People are all going to get off work early. Downtown's going to be rocking.
8:30 start.
We don't get many of these opportunities to have these big primetime playoff games in Minnesota.
You're right.
We just don't.
You're right.
This place, the tickets in the lower level, the cheapest seats are going for over $800. This is such a hot ticket. Everyone wants to go. Wolf stuff everywhere you look. And I think that the arena is going to be absolutely electric. And I think the Wolves are going to come out and it will be a closer game, but mm-hmm. I think they come out with a win. And if we win on Friday, it's 1-2-3 Cancun for Denver.
Exactly.
They're not winning 4 in a row. Their spirit will be broken. And
did you see Paul George a day and a half after he got eliminated, who was doing backflips into the ocean?
Yeah. It just, you win game 3, it's completely over. So I just think that's where this is at. And like, if we get to the Final Four, it'd be the furthest we've ever been, tied for the furthest we've ever been. It'd be the best team in franchise history.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, man, the sky's the limit. Like, this team has leveled up. Ant is a bona fide superstar. I think he is, I mean, I'm not going to say he's ahead of Curry and LeBron, who, you know, like are still the faces of the NBA.
Yeah.
But he's next.
He's definitely next, and it's, you know, the talk is funny nationally. It's been kind of, could he be, and now everyone's like, he will be, if not now. Like, I mean, it sure feels like it when you go through, you know, my feed is curated to Minnesota stuff, but the national stuff I follow is all about Ant, too.
I just can't even, like, imagine a player who currently is in the conversation to even, like, have... You know, like if you were a company and you wanted an athlete, there just aren't very many guys that you would pick ahead of Ant.
Right.
In all sports.
Yeah.
I mean, probably Mahomes. Obviously, people seem to really like Travis Kelce. He's got the pedigree of being on the Chiefs.
the Swift angle is big.
With Taylor Swift.
Ant needs a really famous girlfriend.
And he's like handsome and white. That really helps him.
That certainly helps him. They would say he's relatable to certain many demographics.
But I think Ant, like when I look at the NBA, obviously LeBron is always going to be insanely marketable, just like Jordan is always marketable. But I don't really know. Like, you wouldn't pick Tatum over him. You wouldn't pick SGA over him. You wouldn't pick most of these guys. He's handsome.
These guys are fucking wooden, dude.
He's funny.
They don't know how to do a commercial.
So to me, I feel like the best news for Minnesota isn't just that we have a great team. It's that Ant is going to be raking in the money and the fame while
even
in Minnesota.
Here, yes,
and
which I is think so that, good for us, too.
That will make him not be like, oh, I need to move to LA. Like, he just can do that when he's 34.
And he doesn't really, like, I know that he likes attention. Of course he does. But I don't think that he's desperate for it. I think he's mostly desperate for like, his legacy.
I think that, like...
And it, by the way, if he's already becoming a legend just through these two rounds.
Yeah.
If we get through this... And he has another great series, and then another great series, even if we lose the finals, mm-hmm. he is going to be have arrived in a way that can't think of another player that really did that. Like, Derrick Rose, I guess, was like, holy shit, look at this guy.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It would be like that.
Yeah.
I think, like, Ant is about to be, you know, he's probably 2 years away from being the face of the whole league.
Yeah.
And we have never had that guy. Ever, right. In any sport.
Like, KG was very famous, you know, and he was MVP one of those years.
Yeah.
Which was cool, but he wasn't the face of the league.
No.
You know.
I think that I think KG is probably the closest in basketball, obviously. And then I think that Ant has the same ceiling as Randy Moss. So okay. I know Randy Moss played receiver, so it's not necessarily the most premier position. It's an exciting position that a lot of fans like in fantasy
and
football and stuff.
Generally get
but,
really famous.
But in reality, Randy Moss is either the first or second best wide receiver to ever play football. I think that's the kind of level of ceiling that Ant has.
Yeah.
I can't even believe it. And to think the comps, I got
like, is Randy Moss like a top 100 player of all time?
If there was 22 starting players in the NFL on the all-time team, he would be the starting receiver with Jerry Rice.
Yeah.
He's one of the top probably 10 to 15 players ever.
Okay.
And like the first or second best wide receiver to ever play football.
Right.
I'm going to see if I can find this Ant post, but the stuff that's coming out about, you know, when Ant was drafted, about mm-hmm. not liking, you know, basketball that much,
yeah,
not
right.
being that serious and not being a good shooter and this and that, like all of that stuff ended up being bogus. We ended up, you know, hearing all this stuff. Oh, the 1 year that we have the first pick, we get the worst draft.
The guy
ever.
That doesn't even want to be here, doesn't want to be.
The guy who'd rather play football,
yeah.
And like all of this stuff. And like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to find it, but there was a thing going around about the Ringer and what they wrote. And I like the Ringer. I'm not here to rip them. But
I like him too.
Here it is. Their comps. So pre-draft comps from the Ringer's 2020 draft preview for Anthony Edwards.
And they still projected him at one, but they, then had those comps.
Projected him at one, and their comps were Coby White, J.R. Smith, Colin Sexton, Deion Waiters, and Jordan Crawford. That's mostly backup players in the NBA. They thought of him as like a swing six.
They thought, you know, he could be reliable after a couple years. You know, he might get to just... You know, coming in off the bench, being hot.
I mean, I think that they would trade him for no one.
Right.
Including Wemby. I think they would just say, Ant means more to us than Wemby would.
Right. The potential on Wemby is absolutely insane.
Yeah.
But just
I
for
think
his
they
build.
Would just say he means
small
more
ankles.
To us.
I'd worry about those small ankles, bro. I don't know.
And so, yeah, I think this is just crazy. Now, what we do need, my main thing I need from game three is Justin Jefferson, Dallas Turner, and J.J. McCarthy on courtside seats.
Yeah. We need that.
Oh,
that would be...
It pans over in the third quarter or something to J.J. McCarthy, and he gets the crowd going. I mean, we need that desperately. That has to happen. And it is rookie camp this week, so he will be around.
Caught drinking, and then... he's probably...
He's 21.
20. Oh, hell yeah.
He needs to chug a beer or something.
Yes,
I don't care.
Dude.
He just needs to be there wearing an Ant jersey.
Yeah.
You know, we need that. Like, nothing makes me happier than, like, the guys, the stars of our different sports teams
supporting
like,
each other,
being friends and stuff.
Wait a minute. Do you just want them to be having fun out there?
I do.
I think, isn't it nice when they're one of the best teams in the league and they're having fun out there?
I mean, I feel like
I was satisfied with just the fun.
I feel like we're just spoiled right now.
We're so spoiled.
We're really spoiled. Like this is
it's a whole new world. It's a dazzling point of view.
It is.
It's all those things.
This is just like something we're not used to at all.
No.
And I just, you know, I think Ant's gonna get onto one of the, I'm gonna guess he'll get on second team All NBA.
Okay.
And
because it's based off the season.
Yeah, and I think he's gonna get like a big pay raise for that.
He does, yeah.
Don't care.
Yeah.
Pay the man whatever he wants.
Yeah.
I'm willing to start giving him cuts of ownership.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. Let's see if he wants a couple percent.
I'm trying to like buy Anthony Edwards things so that like the sales are so good that he's like, I
wouldn't
need to
buy
stay.
Fake stuff for
I'm
Ant.
Not buying.
You can get the real deal.
You can get the China A1s, any one you want for like $90. And I was like, I can't. I need that money.
The AE ones?
AE one, I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
I need these to go. I need this money to get in Ant's pocket. So
somehow.
He
needs his $350 from this shoe purchase, dude. God bless him. What a team. I've been such a Carl stan, and it's just awesome to see him not, like, shrinking. Like, last year, he just played frustrated and nervous. And this year, he looks so confident. Like, he is fucking tough out there, and I love it when he's throwing the bot around.
I think that's
just
that,
I don't know where we're. I just want to talk about him forever, but
I think that the thing with Ant, though, is like he is seemingly just an incredible leader.
Mm-hmm.
He is without a doubt the leader of the team. He is without a doubt, and I think that has freed up Towns so much because I think he really wants to lead. But he isn't really like the mouthpiece of a team kind of leader.
Yeah.
And so I think him being kind of like the number two in command,
the second interview, yeah,
has made it's a place that I think he's so much more comfortable. And so I think that's why he feels like he's a better leader now.
Yeah.
Because I think he is empowered by Ant. And I think Ant knows that Carl is a little delicate sometimes. And he is so good at like pushing him,
pumping him up
and making him talking about how he's the best offense player. And all this stuff, saying all the right things and keeping him confident. And I think we're getting, you know, this Robin version of Towns.
Ooh.
Is like everything we could have wanted from him in his career.
I love it.
Yeah. I love this whole thing. I'm
so
really excited.
So Wolves in four, Wolves in four, Wolves in seven, six, right to the championship.
I mean, if I had a gun to my head right now, I would say that the Wolves are going to win in four. They're going to win over OKC in six, and they're going to win over Boston in six. That's how I truly feel right now.
I'll take it. Let's just make that the official pod guess right there.
I'll sign off on that. I really believe that right now.
Yeah.
And I'm ready to get hurt. I'm ready to get hurt again.
I am too, because I feel invincible right now. So, of course, I'm ready to be hurt, because that's not possible.
We're not going to talk Premier League, but guys, if you have been following my sports journey and our pod journey on talking sports, Arsenal and the Wolves are on like a almost identical path right now.
On the rise.
There are these kind of young teams on the rise with young superstars that are well-coached and seemingly
Arsenal,
really
I would say, is
probably a step further.
Yeah, a step further and maybe like, less of a surprise.
They're kind of like next year's Wolves.
Okay, perfect.
Is probably what they are.
Which means that they should be winning this year.
And they're both just like right around the title, and like it could happen for both of them.
And is City Boston?
Probably.
In a lot of ways, I see it.
Yeah.
They have a lot. Boston has a lot of fans, real fans.
That's how it feels though to me, is like they're just kind of like both kind of on the precipice of competing.
Yeah.
And they're such likable teams where like you can just see that these guys are just working their ass off, and there's just laser focus and everyone is in lockstep. Yep. And it's like, I think I've cheered for so many unlikable teams in my life that having some teams that are, I just would run through a wall for them feels really exciting. So
feels good, bro.
We're
not taking it for granted, are we?
Hell,
you can't tell.
No. I am living for this right now. I would say there's one big disappointment with the Wolves though.
Okay.
The jerseys. What are we doing?
I agree.
We're wearing the same white jersey every game.
Yeah, until game seven, and then it would be the...
If we wear the same white ones for game three, I'm going
to
be pissed.
We are going to. They announced it already. For whatever reason, they announced
it. Why?
It's white all the way through until if we have a game seven, they're going to switch over.
To what?
To the cool ones, the ones we actually fucking like. The other white ones that are like the throwback ones. Those are sick. We're not wearing those until we won't wear those this series.
What are we doing? And why aren't we ever wearing any color of jersey?
Well, they have home court advantage. So, I think they get to choose their jerseys the whole time, maybe.
No, we get to pick when we're at home.
Then why the fuck wouldn't we switch it up here?
I feel like we're just making a mistake.
We are. And you know what? Like putting this type of talent in those type of uniforms really makes me think we need two more jerseys. Switch those ones out.
Rebrand has to come next year.
Yeah.
This team is too cool for those boring-ass jerseys.
Dude, they're Old Navy. They're Old Navy jerseys, so, dude.
That is my only complaint right now about this team is that they must figure it out with the jerseys.
That and Gobert went to go see the birth of his first child. What an idiot.
Everyone's eyes are on this Wolves series right now. They need to be getting them looking so good.
Yeah, I know. And like, they can't.
Nike should be dropping new Wolves jerseys right now.
Can you imagine? If they came out and like a brand, they didn't even say it, talk about it on social media. They just came out in something dope and new.
Yeah.
That would never happen.
No, sports are boring. Cool. All right, we've got to talk about one other negative thing here. We're almost done, but a couple last things here. Bally Sports, are they officially dead?
Yeah, they're dead. They're done. Yeah, right. They're dead. They're not even trying to, trying to find funding.
Yeah.
I think that they're just trying to shop the rights.
Yeah.
And somebody, I guess, will buy it. I don't know, but if this was in the middle of the season and this happened, we would not be able to watch the Wolves games.
No.
Unless they were nationally televised. Luckily here, and not luckily, Bally waited until they lost their last game that they got to broadcast, which was the first round they had, and they didn't have beyond that, and they were probably really fucking devastated that it was only four games because they were probably hoping to at least make a little more money.
Yeah.
And then they're done. They signed off, and they broke their deal with Comcast, so you can't watch the Twins at all.
No. Unless they're on national television.
Right, which
is you're not going to be able to watch the Lynx. And we're not going to be able to watch Ron Shera and his dog show. This is absurd. To me, the fact that it's 2024 and like our ability to watch non-NFL sports is such a disaster is truly embarrassing. Baseball being the worst, where every team has their own deal and it makes the league so uneven and unfair.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's crazy. My answer to this, I think, is I'm not trying to talk lots of wrestling today because I'm pissed about wrestling.
Right.
But they did just bringing WWE's Monday Night Raw is coming to Netflix.
Okay.
Next year, which is a big move.
Yeah, so you think that one of these streaming services should just like...
more streaming services they pick
are,
up this
but
stuff.
It's always redundant for me. Yeah. It'll be like, oh, I can watch an HBO, but it's already on TNT. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But I just think having those, because a lot of people have a lot of streaming services, I need them just... there needs to be a streaming service that buys up NBA, and they have all the NBA games. And here's
if
one
that,
is,
I mean, if that NHL happens, and I actually could consider getting rid of... because, look, we're going to get the football games.
Yeah.
We can find our way.
I just need, like, sports. Otherwise, I don't really need cable, so...
I know. And I pay, good God, a lot for my cable.
I don't even want to look at the cable bill anymore. It's just horrible.
So that's... I mean, it's just an embarrassment.
And it's a shame, because the Twins are playing really well.
Yeah.
I mean, they have been playing some pretty bad teams, but they have taken care of business against bad teams.
It was like, what, 12 of 13 or something? Yeah. Maybe it's 13
of 14
now. I think it's 13 of 14.
I think they're losing as we're recording, but 13 of 14, I think they're on at this point, which is incredible. They're right back in the mix in a terrible Central Division, so they could come out of that still.
Love that. I am taking that for granted, by the way.
I am too.
I am, yeah. That's just going to happen.
I just think I've watched the Twins do the exact same season for like 15 straight years.
It's like we like write them off. No one has ever made the playoffs when they've started this bad or whatever, and we're just like we're done.
And then we always then like sneak into the playoffs.
I don't pay attention for 4 days, and somehow they've played 12 games and they've won all of them. I don't know.
Okay, so Johan Duran, did you see his entrance?
No,
you didn't see this.
No.
People are saying it's the best entrance in sports right now.
It's the entrance. What? Who? He's like a pitcher?
He's the closer. So the big thing is these closers having their
they get the music and had, the flames.
I'm gonna try to move back, but you know, like Edwin Diaz for the Mets, he has the. You know that song?
Okay. And I do.
And then they brought the trumpet dude in to play it at the games, and fans are clapping their hands and stuff. So our guy,
are you gonna do another musical version?
No, I actually don't know the song yet, but everyone is loving it. So the lights in the whole stadium go down. They announce that he's coming out. He's in the bullpen out in the outfield. And then all the lights go down. The Undertaker bell, you know, goes multiple times. And then some kind of Latinx rap song comes on with a bunch of horns and rapping and stuff. And there's flames shooting and lights flashing. Yes. And he comes out from the outfield.
Yes.
It was pretty dope.
That is good.
Yeah. Like it's.
So do you want to go to a game?
No. Oh, no, okay. I don't want to go. Until they spend that $30 million that they cut, I don't really want to support them.
It's all coming down to that $30 million.
Yeah. I feel like that's such a slap in the face to us as fans.
What about those seats that you can pay like 30, 40 bucks and you can all you can eat?
I kind of like that. But
Funny thing is, like, I looked at what they have available, right? Yeah. It's like chips, hot dogs, soda, mm-hmm. and I'm like, what else could I want?
Yeah.
I didn't think it was going to be a fucking buffet. Like, give me the cheap shit. I want a pretzel, dude. Unlimited pretzels. I might eat three.
But my only thing is like, I have this feeling. I don't know why I live my life like this, but for some reason, I feel like if it was just like we were sitting at someone's house on the couch and they had unlimited food, I could probably eat a lot of it, if I wanted to.
If you wanted to.
But I have this feeling that if I paid for all you can eat, that I would get full right away.
Oh. You'd be nervous about it.
I'm worried
about
it.
You'd be sweating.
Yeah, I'm like, oh man, if I did that, I'd never eat that much.
You eat your first half a hot dog, this is feeling a little heavier than I thought.
Yes, that's a worry of mine.
Meanwhile, the seats are pretty good at $32.
Yeah, they're cheap ass seats anyways. And I'm like, all I can think about is did I drink enough sodas?
Yeah, right.
Like,
how many did I even have? God, what does that add out to, math-wise? Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's not Dollar Dog Night, but...
That's the best.
Don't you remember that at the Metrodome?
Yeah.
Dollar Dog Night, it was just electric.
It was usually Wednesday, I think, or something like that. I would usually go, yeah.
It was just...
Because the ticket was also a dollar.
Yeah, the whole thing was just do you want to be a young person and get in for free?
Yeah, right.
Put some booze in your pocket and head on down to the Metrodome.
Just get on over. Your friend's passed out, there's nobody up here to see him.
You're in the outfield, and you're just going to be very focused on a beach ball.
Yeah, right. It's as good as it got.
All right, so yeah, that's all the time we have on this episode. It was a Wolves-centric episode.
As it should be.
But there's not much else that we should be talking about at this point. I mean, this feels like something really special. So hopefully it continues that way. Like, we don't get these moments in Minnesota. So I think we all need to do our best to live in the moment and enjoy it and take these wins in and just understand that no matter where we get, this season has felt really good. And the fact that we have some of the best young players on earth, maybe the best young player on earth, is uncharted territory
it
for
is.
Us in Minnesota. So
it is. I think we're going to handle it all right, though. I can feel us changing. Changing.
Yeah. I can as feel Minnesotans it. Or as the Timberwolves?
As both.
Okay.
We're changing. We're adapting to winning. It feels good. I'm expecting it now.
I know. It's in the
national. I want more wins.
The national media will be like, this series is over. And everyone's like, did you hear that? It's over. But in Minnesota, we're like, this series is over. And everyone's like, shut the fuck up. Yeah. Knock on wood, bitch. What are you thinking? What are you thinking? And I think that maybe we got to just change that and just say, you know what? We are really good.
Yeah.
We are really good. We're going to do this. Yeah. And I think.
And we're winning the right way. We're winning by defense. You can do it every night if you want.
Yeah. So that's it. That's all the time we have on this episode. Until next week or our other episode this week. Thanks for hanging out with your best friends here at the Northeast Podcast.